This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A fresh three-day truce has begun fitfully in Sudan following 10 days of heavy fighting in and around the capital, Khartoum, including airstrikes and artillery, as airlifts of foreigners continue. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Sudan's warring generals have pledged to observe a new three-day truce brokered by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia in an attempt to pull Africa's third-largest nation back from the abyss. The claims were immediately undercut by the sound of heavy gunfire and explosions in the capital, Khartoum. Residents say warplanes were flying overhead. Several previous ceasefires declared since the April 15 outbreak of fighting have not been observed. Meanwhile, Britain says it will run evacuation flights for nationals from an airfield outside Khartoum. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking during a meeting of the UN Security Council Monday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged the warring parties to stop the fighting in Sudan.
Since the start of fighting on 15 April, hundreds of people have been killed and thousands injured. The violence must stop. It risks a catastrophic conflagration within Sudan that could engulf the whole region and beyond.
Guterres also said the UN is not leaving Sudan, but has temporarily relocated hundreds of staff members inside and outside the country. The Security Council is due to hold a meeting about the Sudan situation Tuesday. A majority of U.S. government personnel who evacuated the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, arrived Monday afternoon in Washington. The conflict also triggered a humanitarian crisis in the impoverished country, where millions of people have been left without access to basic services. Sudanese nationals are fending for themselves amid power blackouts and loss of internet service. This is VOA News. During that UN Security Council meeting Monday, UN Secretary General Guterres said the risk of conflict between global powers is currently at an historic high. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned the world was at a threshold of possibly even more dangerous during the Cold War. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov chaired a meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Monday, which meant the representative of a country accused of violating the UN Charter and brutally invading its neighbor was given a platform to warn that the values of the world body were under threat. Russia is a permanent member of the Security Council, which has a rotating monthly presidency. Before Lavrov's remarks, Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated plainly that Moscow's invasion ran contrary to the United Nations mission.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine, in violation of the United Nations Charter and international law, is causing massive suffering and devastation to the country and its people.
And the U.S. envoy, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, went further.
Our hypocritical convener today, Russia, invaded its neighbor, Ukraine, and struck at the heart of the UN Charter.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to announce Tuesday he will run for re-election in 2024, asking voters to give him more time to finish the job he began when he was sworn into office and to set aside their concerns about extending the run of America's oldest president for another 4 years. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Biden, who would be 86 at the end of a second term, is betting his first-term legislative achievements and more than 50 years of experience in Washington will count for more with voters. He faces a smooth path to winning the Democratic Party's nomination, but a hard-fought struggle to retain the presidency in a bitterly divided nation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Fears are growing in Kenya Tuesday that there could be more victims of a starvation cult as investigators resume their searches after finding dozens of corpses in mass graves. Police have spent days scouring the Shakahola Forest near the coastal town of Malindi after receiving a tip-off about a cult led by Paul Mackenzie Zatenge, who urged his followers to starve to death in order to find God. Mackenzie has been taken into custody. And prosecutors say they're considering filing terrorism charges against Mackenzie as he sought to radicalize his parishioners into suicide. Police sources told AFP, the French news agency, late Monday that the death toll was now at 73, with several people rescued and taken to the hospital. The grim discovery has sent shockwaves through the country, prompting President William Ruto to pledge a crackdown on unacceptable religious movements amid fears that toll is set to climb higher. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.